Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Keene moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. Francona moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Power moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Power scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Button moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Button moves to third. Sadowski moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Sadowski and he is safe. Pearsall steals third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Aspromonte scores. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 8-5, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keough throws the ball into Button, who tags Romano trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Held moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sadowski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Keough for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button strikes out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sadowski strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Borland now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Sadowski and he is out, Green applying the tag. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keane moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.